Let's talk some more about those superdelegates, the ones who will decide the Democratic nomination. In particular, about 300 of the 800 who have not publicly committed to anyone. NPR News analyst Juan Williams is going to talk us through what happens now. Juan, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I assume by now the campaigns know the names of these 300 superdelegates, their phone numbers, their addresses, their drink and meal preferences, the names of their children, grandchildren, relatives, grandmothers, and anything else they'd ever want in life.
Well, almost. I mean, obviously, lots of them are governors, as you just heard from Brian. About a third of the members of Congress are superdelegates, and you got members of the Democratic National Committee. But there actually are some superdelegates yet to be selected. In fact, there were state conventions like in California held just this weekend. President Clinton and a representative from the Obama campaign were out there appealing on behalf of Senators Clinton and Obama for these 71 superdelegates coming from California. And so you've got some state conventions, these so-called add-on delegates will be selected, and they equal about 10% of superdelegates altogether, Steve.
Going to be, I don't know, a little pressure to abstain, I would imagine, if you're getting calls from your voters, as we heard from Brian Naylor, saying if you don't support my guy or my woman, for that matter, you're going to be in trouble.
Well, you know, this is an interesting way to look at it, because the pressure is coming from everywhere. Relatives, voters, friends, political allies, everybody's putting pressure on these superdelegates. In fact, the Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean has said he wants them to declare as soon as possible with a drop-dead point of July 1st. And already what you have is more picking. You know, just in the last going on selection of the candidates between Senators Clinton and Obama, in the last month Obama has picked up 54 of these superdelegates. Senator Clinton has picked up 31. She leads at the moment by about 37 superdelegates, while Obama, of course, leads among the elected delegates, the pledged delegates from primaries and caucuses by about 150. But the whole idea is before the Democratic convention on August 25th that somehow you would make a decision. And, you know, how you make that decision, I don't know. But right now there's many of the party leaders, especially the party elders, who say there's too much charges of lying, McCarthyism, sexism, racism, going back and forth, and they think it's tearing apart the party, dampening enthusiasm.
Well, let's talk about the mechanics of how a decision could get made. You mentioned Howard Dean's proposal. Just please, everybody get on board some campaign by July 1st. What about this proposal to have some kind of superdelegate convention, a mini convention sometime in June, and decide the race then?
Well, that comes from Tennessee Governor Phil Bredesen, who's also chairman of the Democratic Governors Association. And his idea is, you know what, let's bring it together and bring it to a conclusion by having the superdelegates in one place. And in essence, it would be a superdelegate, as you say, Steve, convention or superdelegate primary, and the candidates could come and make their pitch. And so far, you know, people are being pretty cool about it because the logistics, you know, how would you bring all these folks together? Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker of the House, has said, you know, let's have the superdelegates go simply on the basis of the primary results. You've had some of the big money donors in the party, some who have been long time connected to the Clintons, saying, wait a second, don't do that, because the superdelegates are free agents. They're not legally bound. They could change their minds. And so there's all these pressures coming from different directions. Bredesen's idea, though, seems to have carried the day, although the logistics, as I said, make it less likely to ever happen.
Seems to have carried the day, meaning there is some support for it at this point.
Well, there's support for the idea of bringing this thing to a conclusion in a hurry, and you see it coming from all directions. Senator Pat Leahy, who is an Obama supporter, the senator from Vermont, has said, you know, it's just time to have a decision. We can't have this dragging out anymore. It's hurting the party, and there's no way that Senator Clinton can win among the elected or pledged delegates. And so that's the argument, to simply say, have the superdelegates sort of defer their power and say, yes, we've picked a candidate.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
Analysis this morning from NPR's Juan Williams.